Statistical Inevitability. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationship, Cody Quinlan. Also tagged for humor, bickering, flirting, and mutual pining. Recorded for Shadow Spires for ITBE 2025. Don't even think about it, Rex says, and a hand in his collar drags Cody on like he's a shiny seeing Shakti flex for the first time. He makes a sound of offense, stumbling for a step before he manages to correct, and promptly reaches out and grabs an earlobe. What was that? He demands, and Rex hisses and flails at him and finally resorts to kicking him in the shin, which Cody kicks droids with enough regularity to make the 2/12 medic scream. A wimpy thump like that isn't even gonna make him blink. Ow, 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 Cody, knock it off! Rex protests, half a second before Cody gets him in a headlock and claims victory. Mercilessly, Cody grinds his knuckles into a blonde crew cut that's always made a good target. Don't manhandle your superiors, Captain, he says archly. And Rex deflates with a groan, throwing an ineffectual elbow at him in annoyance. We, he says with all the dignity remaining to him, which isn't much, have a meeting, you nerf herder. You can stare longingly at General Voss some other time. Cody rolls his eyes, because honestly, anyone who doesn't want to stare at Jedi Master Quinlan Vos has no taste and probably no eyes. Like you don't stop to stare at General Kolar every time he strips down, he points out without mercy. And Rex makes a sound of mortification and flushes red. He should know better than to challenge Cody, honestly. Cody's known him practically since he was decanted. Aegon? A voice asks, amused. And Cody glances up to find Quinlan leaning against the door of the training cell, bare-chested and sweaty, his hair pulled up into a high tail. It makes the gold markings along his hairline stand out, makes his cheekbones into something that should be illegal, and the breadth of his shoulders makes Cody want to bend him over something, press himself to the muscles of his back, and bite. At least you've got good taste. Rex makes a sound like he's dying of mortification, and Cody snorts, letting him go. The kick aimed at his shins does about as much as the first one, and in retaliation, Cody reaches out and aggressively ruffles Rex's hair. Should have seen him when General Kolar was practicing his forms with General T. I thought he was going to walk into a wall. Rex says loudly, like that will hide the fact that his ears are crimson, am not about to let you hide your crush on General Voss by tormenting me. Yeah, but I think him tormenting you is sexy, Quinlan says without hesitation, and that grin is lazy and full of intent when he aims it at Cody. So really, the only one losing here is you. Criff, you deserve each other, Rex mutters, still red, and Cody smirks at him. Nice of you to notice, he says, and this really wasn't how he was planning on Quinlan finding out. Or Quinlan finding out at all, honestly. Still, he can roll with the punches. And as Rex makes an exit that's just a little quicker than normal, Cody tilts his head, turning to look at Quinlan. He doesn't get as indignant as General Kenobi, he offers, and Quinlan laughs, pushing away from the doorframe and approaching. He pulls his robe up over his shoulders as he does, which is a shame. But he also leaves it open, so Cody isn't as heartbroken as he could be. Obi-Wan's a nerd, Quinlan says fondly. And when Cody raises a brow at him, because he's seen what happens when Quinlan gets dropped in the middle of a stack of dusty old books, Quinlan rolls his eyes. Not like that. Well, yes, like that, but in a different way. He's a science nerd. Cody chuckles, not able to stop himself. If you say so, sir, he says, and watches as Quinlan takes another step closer. Am I going to get in trouble with Obi-Wan if I ask you to come spar with me for a bit? He asks, and Cody would have to be a complete idiot to pass up an opportunity handed to him on a silver platter like this, and, well, Cody's not Rex. Are you really that scared of General Kenobi? He asks, testing, and Quinlan grins, leaning in until he's close enough to kiss. I should be, he says, seeing as I'm about to launch an operation to seduce his beloved commander. Cody's fingers itch to touch. Yeah? What's the probability of success for this operation? I'm thinking it's pretty good, Quinlan says, and his expression is thoughtful, but his brown eyes are wicked. And I think my odds go up with every piece of clothing I lose. Statistically, Cody says low, and slides a hand around Quinlan's hip up over the small of his back. I think you're correct, General Vos, sir. Quinlan loses all pretense of seriousness, grinning. Yeah? What about if I call you sir? Heck, Cody has to swallow, and he makes a note to only put dye in Rex's shampoo for a week instead of the month he'd been contemplating. He knows how to say thank you. Guaranteed chance of success, in my opinion. Then let's go see about that spar, sir, Quinlan says, and Cody slides his hand up, pulls Quinlan in, and kisses him hard. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, the place to do that is on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that is on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!